What not to do? False secrecy, anger, rescue, or solo crisis management? Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. When a recovering person relapses or enters a crisis moment, the chaplain's response can either build trust or create more danger. Some responses seem compassionate at first, but they can actually harm the person, confuse the role, or weaken recovery. The first mistake is false secrecy. A person may say, "Please do not tell anyone." The chaplain should not make a promise that cannot be kept. A better response is, "I want to respect your dignity and privacy. But if there is danger to you or someone else, I may need to involve help." This is not betrayal. It is truthful care. The second mistake is anger. A chaplain may feel disappointed, especially if the person had made progress, but visible anger can push the person back into hiding. Shame thrives in secrecy. A harsh reaction may teach the person, "Do not tell the truth next time." The third mistake is rescue. Rescue sounds like, "I will fix this for you." It may involve giving money, providing unsafe transportation, hiding the relapse, calling everyone for the person, or becoming the main emotional support. Rescue often feels loving, but it can create dependency and avoid accountability. A wise chaplain supports responsibility. The chaplain may sit with the person while they call a sponsor. The chaplain may help them identify the next safe step. The chaplain may help them connect with a pastor, recovery leader, or treatment support. But the chaplain does not take over the person's recovery. The fourth mistake is solo crisis management. Addiction recovery can involve overdose danger, suicidal language, domestic conflict, severe withdrawal, mental health crisis, or unsafe behavior. A chaplain should not try to handle these situations alone. If there is immediate danger, emergency help may be needed. If there is serious risk, appropriate leaders or professionals should be involved. The fifth mistake is spiritual pressure. In crisis, the chaplain should not force prayer, demand confession, or use scripture as a weapon. Prayer and scripture are gifts, not tools of control. Ask permission. Keep words simple. Let the person breathe. A helpful chaplain says things like, "I am here with you, but we need to bring the right support into this." Or, "This is serious and you are not beyond help." Or, "Let's not hide. Let's take the next honest step." Relapse and crisis require humility. The chaplain is not the savior, therapist, sponsor, police officer, doctor, or treatment provider. The chaplain is a faithful Christian presence who protects life, honors dignity, tells the truth, and helps connect the person with wise support. That kind of ministry may not feel dramatic, but it can be deeply faithful.